Hey my friends, Lola here. I'm not sure if you guys can hear the atmosphere that I am in right now, but the birds are chirping, the wind is softly blowing, the trees are kind of moving about. Right now there's like a bird on the flower, you know, across the way from me. And it's all so beautiful. It's such a blessing to be able to witness God's creation, even if in its simplest forms. We go about our days every day completely ignoring the miracles of God. Excuse the background noise. I am outside sitting on my patio just relaxing and taking in the fresh air because it's pretty warm in my city today. But as I'm sitting here, I'm just like, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for being able to get up and get out my bed and get up and go and to the bathroom and shower and dress and go outside. Because there are so many people that are unable to do that, whether they are sick, whether they are depressed, you know, no matter the reason. It is such a blessing to be able to get up and get out on our own. And as I sit here, I'm just like, God, you are so amazing. Like, just the grass, the trees, the birds, everything obeys God. The grass grows, the birds chirp, you know, they fly about, you know, their business. You know, I see a squirrel across the way, and even the squirrels are about their business. Like, you see them scurrying about, trying to collect their food to store up. Everything obeys God. But man, we are disobedient in so many ways. When the earth was first created, it was perfect. And because of man's disobedience, we have so many imperfections in the world and on our planet. Earthquakes, tornadoes, blizzards, just things that are going crazy. But if you know God in any way, shape, or form, you know that this is what he said it would be like in these days. So let's just thank God for our moments. Moments turn into memories. Just sitting out here taking this in. Tomorrow I'm going to be like, oh, yesterday I was out, you know, just relaxing, because we never know what tomorrow brings. So embrace the day, embrace the time, embrace the hour, embrace your walk with Christ. And if you don't know him, get to know him. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to walk in perfection. You just have to accept him as your personal savior and change your life for the better. It does not mean that things are not going to happen. It does not mean that every day is going to be sunshine and roses. Sometimes storms are going to come and you're going to wonder, what the heck is this? And why is this happening to me? But sometimes when we say that, we need to think, why not me? Why am I so perfect? Why am I untouchable to life's problems? Jesus never promised painless living. Look at all that he went through. So before you start to complain, even about simple things, someone cuts you off in traffic, or you miss the light when it's about, you know, to turn from green, you know, to red. Simple things come to annoy us. Take a moment and say, okay, maybe that light changed because there was an accident down the way. Maybe this person is going so slow in front of me because something is about to cut in front of him that could be detrimental. Thank God for this day, this hour, where you are in life, and ask him for direction. Ask him for the success of your life. Don't get so caught up in what you want. Ask God what it is, what your purpose is. We all have an assignment. If you don't know what it is, get on your knees and say, Lord, give me clarity. Show me what I'm supposed to be doing. I pray that everyone that hears my voice has a blessed and purposeful day. Love you all. Bye-bye.